We'll pray. Still our hearts. Our Heavenly Father, we still our hearts this morning before Thee. We seek Thy face for Thy blessing upon us in this new year. The outpouring of Thy Spirit upon the Word as it is proclaimed from this pulpit every Lord's Day and every other time. And we pray, O God, that Thou wilt exalt the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. For God's eternal glory. Amen. We begin our worship with the singing of the 71st Psalm. The 71st Psalm on page 63, the first 8 verses. O Lord, my hope and confidence are placed alone in Thee. O never let my servant then put to confusion be. The first 8 verses of Psalm 71 on page 63. We'll stand and let's worship the Lord with all our hearts this morning. Again in the Lord's presence, let's come before the Lord in prayer. Let us all pray this morning. Eternal God and loving, gracious Father in heaven, we come before Thee in the peerless and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, O God, that we stand upon the merits of the blood, with redemption ground, the ground of peace. Oh, we thank Thee, Father, for peace that has been purchased for us at the cross. We thank Thee for pardon through the blood, that our sins, which are many, are washed away, that we are clean, that we have been purged and purified neath Calvary's precious blood. Precious, precious blood of Jesus, shed on Calvary, shed for rebels, shed for sinners. Hallelujah, shed for me. Oh God, we thank You this morning that that blood was shed on that cross for us. We thank Thee, O God, that we come today with gladness and rejoicing. We come today with gratitude to Thee. We say, for all the Lord hath done for me, I never will cease to praise Him. And for His grace so rich and free, I never will cease to praise Him. Lord, this morning we thank Thee, O God, for the dawning of this new year. We thank Thee, O God, for all that Thou hast done for us in 2010, and now in this year, a momentous year in many respects. We thank Thee, O God, that Thou hast brought us to this time. And Lord, we pray again that Thou wilt bless the preaching of the Word in this house today, and every subsequent Lord's Day, that the Spirit will be poured out, that there will be times of visitation here in Ballygowan. And Lord, we pray that there will be a move of the Spirit, that the dew of heaven will be upon the mown grass, that there will be the times of the right hand of the Most High. Oh, visit us again, we pray. Spirit of God, come upon the preacher. Anoint us with fresh oil. Lord, give us the enduement of power. Give us unction in the Holy Ghost. Help us to preach Christ, to make much of the blood of the Lamb, to exalt the Savior, to put first Him and all His glorious person. We pray that Thou would remember us here. O God, do us good, we pray, that Thy presence will fill this house, that there'll be a sense of God here today, a God consciousness amongst us. And we pray that this will prevail throughout this coming year. We pray for souls to be saved. Lord, we thank Thee for the evangelism of the Free Church over 60 years. And the 60 years of witness since 1951. Lord, we thank Thee for every soul saved across Ulster and beyond these shores. We thank Thee for our missionaries. We thank Thee for those who have gone to the far-flung regions of the world. Bless them, those that are preparing to. Remember the Gills today and our missionaries at home at present. Bless them and encourage them. Those preparing for ministry, that Thou will bless them. Meet every need in every situation, Lord, we pray, that the power of God and the presence of God will be known. And every aspect of the work here this year, pour out Thy Spirit upon it. We pray that, Lord, we might see the Lord glorified, the Lord honored here. And we pray that the devil will be defeated. Bless the little ones who have come even to mingle with us this morning, and who come each Lord's Day and other times. Encourage the hearts of the parents as they bring the little infants in, as they bring the little children into the house of God. May they know that there is a place here for them. And Lord, Thou hast said, suffer the little children and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that we'll not offend one of these little ones, but Lord, that we will seek to encourage them and that they may early in life come to Christ. Hear our prayers this morning. Breathe upon the work of God. Remember all that's planned for this year, the special anniversary meetings to do with the anniversary of our church. Thank you for the Word of God that we have too. For 400 years ago, this Bible that we use was translated and given to us. We thank Thee, O God, for the Bible in our mother tongue. We thank Thee, O God, for this great blessing and great privilege. Help us to read it. Help us, Lord, to live by it. And help us, O God, to serve Thee with all our hearts. Bless the sick amongst us. There are those who cannot come today because of illness. We pray for healing upon their bodies, that Thou wilt give them restoration. And may they know the hand of God upon them for good. So bless us, Lord. Bless our sister congregations and the need of the land and all its darkness and sin. Think of Australia today, these terrible floods in Queensland. Lord, it's an ungodly land like our own. Maybe much worse, people would say, but Lord, this terrible tragedy has come. We pray for all those people displaced, that Thou wouldst help them. Many people in our own country without water too, and the situation. Lord, these things don't happen by chance. It's difficult for people. It's hard for people, elderly people, people who have sick loved ones, people with little children. Lord, meet their need today. Most of all through it, Lord, if they don't know Thee, turn them to the living water of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Answer prayer and be with us now for Jesus' sake and for God's eternal glory. Amen. Well, I would like to wish you all a happy new year, and we trust the Lord will bless you in 2011. So I want you now to shake hands with the people around you and wish them a happy new year, and do that just now this morning. So now that you've done all that, we'll still our hearts before the Word this morning. And we're going to read some verses from God's Word. In the book of Micah, we continue our consecutive readings in the book of Micah. In the Micah chapter 3, reading from verse 1. The book of Micah, chapter 3, reading together from the verse number 1. And I said, "Hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment, who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them? They break their bones and chop them in pieces, as for the pot and as for flesh within the cauldron. That they shall cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets, make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Therefore night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision. It shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. But truly I am full of power, by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment, and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, heads of the house of Jacob, and princes of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. They build up Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord, and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be ploughed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest." Amen. And we know that God will bless to us the reading of His inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word. Well, boys and girls, this morning, what is this? Anybody tell me, what is this? What is this? Yes, Christopher. 2011, that was my next question. You've answered it. A new year, of course. And the year is, as Christopher's rightly said, 2011. Now, when did the new year start? Yes. Friday night, midnight. Well, 1 second after midnight, to be precise. But you're right on there. You're right on it. A new year started just after midnight on Friday night. Now, how best can we start 2011, boys and girls? With a New Year resolution? How many have made New Year's resolutions? Put your hand up. What's your New Year's resolution, Joshua? To be more helpful, that's a very good... I'm sure Mummy and Daddy are very pleased to hear that. Not that you're not helpful up to now. Anybody else got a New Year's resolution? Nobody else got a New Year's resolution? Well, some people say, well, I'm going to stop eating sweets in 2011. That would be a very good New Year's resolution, especially for me, as I'm starting to grow out. My wife's saying, you're growing out, you're getting bigger in this area here, down around the stomach region. So maybe it would be a good idea for me to stop eating sweets in 2011. Maybe you're going to say, well, I'm going to stop being cheeky. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it, for boys and girls? If you're cheeky to your mommy or daddy, to anyone else, stop being cheeky in 2011. I wonder how many boys and girls have resolved to do that. Or stop using bad words. Maybe there's some boy or girl here and they use bad words. Well, that's a bad thing to do. But boys and girls, if you're using bad words, then it'd be a good thing for you to stop using bad words in 2011. Maybe you're keeping bad company, boys and girls. And there's some boys and girls, and they get into bad company, and they break their mom and dad's hearts because they're in bad company. Boys and girls, it would be good for you to stop keeping bad company. But you know, boys and girls, New Year's resolutions, sometimes we forget all about them. In fact, most times we forget all about them. And after a little while, we just go back to the ways that we've always done in the year that has passed. But you know, if you really want the best start for 2011, start with the person. Start with the person. And who is that person? The person is Jesus. Start with Jesus in 2011. The Lord Jesus will make a difference in your life. The Lord Jesus Christ will change your life, boys and girls. And then start with a purpose. Who is it that gives us a purpose and meaning in life? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. A real purpose. He gives us real meaning in life. Start with a person. Start with a purpose. Start with purity. It's a good thing to be pure and clean from all our sins. And this morning we need cleansing from all our sins in the precious blood of Jesus. And then start with power. The power that Jesus gives. What power does Jesus give? He gives His salvation. Power from sin, over sin. Salvation from sin. And boys and girls, if you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart this morning, then you can have this power, this salvation. Not only His power, but the power of the Spirit to live for Jesus and to serve Him in your life from day to day. Will you start with Jesus in 2011, boys and girls? If you haven't already asked Him into your heart, will you do that this morning? Start 2011 with Jesus. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And I trust there'll be boys and girls who this morning will give over their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. We're going to sing a hymn, boys and girls, 705 in the hymn book. And it's a hymn for the boys and girls, but for all of us. I love to hear the story which angel voices tell, how once the King of Glory came down on earth to dwell. I am both weak and sinful. This I surely know. The Lord came down to save me because He loves me so. Page 460, hymn number 705. We'll stand as we sing together. And we'd like to bid you welcome in the Lord's name to the house of God if you're visiting with us. We bid you especially welcome today, and we trust the Lord will bless you as you've come into our midst this morning. For the first time, we have printed out the announcements, and we're going to do that, see how it goes anyway. But no doubt I'll still end up having to give out certain announcements. And so we've printed them out, and we're just going to highlight some of them as we go through each week. And then hopefully it'll cut down on the amount of time that I have to spend giving out announcements. It'll leave more time for the preaching of the Word of God. But just to highlight, today's services, of course, tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll be here to minister the Word and to preach the Gospel. We encourage you to come and to join with us in the evening time. I know some people don't come out at night, but we encourage you to do that. And we want to build something here in Ballygowan. We've got to have the support of people who will come on Sunday nights and not drift off elsewhere or stay at home. We encourage you to come tonight and every Sunday night at 7 o'clock in the Gospel. And we will have the time of prayer, of course, at 6:30. Encourage God's people to come and pray with us on Sunday evenings, Sunday mornings as well, before the service. Tonight is our first Sunday youth rally, just mentioning that there. It's in the bulletin there, but the 2nd of January is our first Sunday youth rally, and our young people meet upstairs in the prayer room. We encourage that tonight, and other young people at 8:45, Dave and Libby Morrison will be speaking about the work in Cambodia. So remember that. There's refreshments afterwards being provided. Thank the ladies for doing that. Ladies involved tonight, appreciate that as well. And then our children's meeting resumes on Friday night, and encourage boys and girls from preschool up to year 7 for that. The youth fellowship recommences again on Friday night. Awana doesn't start till Monday week. You see all that there in the bulletin, and we commend it to you. Can I mention Tuesday night, a special visit of Dr. Bill Woods, of course, for many years a missionary doctor in Brazil. He's produced this DVD, which is available. Some of you already got it, but it'll be available again on Tuesday night, and whatever offering is lifted on Tuesday will go towards the production of that DVD. So remember that, Tuesday night, Dr. Bill Woods. I will be at the Week of Prayer, travelling back and forward there to the Week of Prayer for the ministers. Do remember us in prayer if to speak one of the days, and we encourage you to pray for us that the Lord will help us as we preach the Word of the Lord. And then could I mention next Lord's Day, we have a special honour and visit of our moderator, Dr. Ron Johnson, at both services. He will be here preaching the Word of God. I'll be in Newtownards next Lord's Day. The people there will have to suffer me. But I trust that you will pray for us and pray for Dr. Johnson as he comes. A very able preacher and teacher of the Word. He will be here next Lord's Day at both services to bring the Lord's message. Now this is our building fund. We commend it to you. Target is $3,800 for this month. All loose collections, all retiring offerings will go towards our building fund. Just finally to remind you of the Week of Prayer in our own church next week. And we encourage you to come and to lay aside the time. The key for the work of God going forward is prayer, and more prayer, and much prayer. And so remember next week, Monday to Friday, the times of prayer. We're thinking of all the aspects of the work in this house. And I think I'm nearly as long as actually giving it out and I'm printing it out. But nevertheless, it's before you, and I trust that you'll keep it in your Bible and bring it. And then we have the church dinner, just mentioning the details will be available next week, but the date is there on the back, and the tent mission we're holding, that's for prayer as well in Ballygowan, and in Mr. Burgess's field. We've got this field to hold a gospel tent mission at the beginning of May. So remember that in your prayers as well. Now we're going to have the offering for the building fund and for the Lord's work in this house. 727 is the hymn. 727 is the hymn. And we'll keep our seats as the offering is received. Standing at the portal of the opening year, words of comfort meet us, hushing every fear, spoken through the silence by our Father's voice, tender, strong, and faithful, making us rejoice. 727. do have the Lord's table for those that know and love the Lord. This month we're having two. We didn't have it last Lord's Day with the Christmas period, so we're having a time around the Lord's table. We welcome all those whom the Lord hath invited, those who are saved and walking worthy of Christ. We have our prize distribution for our League of Church Loyalty just at the conclusion of this service. Also, you'll bear with us for a few moments as we invite the children to receive their prizes this morning. We hope to receive some new members in to our fellowship around the Lord's table this morning. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, we come now to the preaching of Thy Word. I am trusting Thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that Thou Thyself hast given me must prevail. We ask in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. You will receive one of these little bookmarks this morning, giving away my text for this morning. I trust that you will keep it in your Bible and before you as we enter into this new year. Exodus chapter 14 is the portion of Scripture I want to open to you this morning. The 14th chapter of the book of Exodus. If you turn in your Bibles, there are Bibles in the pew. If you haven't a Bible with you, you can look on the Bible in the pew and follow the message of God's Word today. Exodus 14, verse 15. And that's the text for today and for this year. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Israel had been redeemed out of Egypt. You study Exodus 12 and you'll see that. How God brought His people out of the house of bondage. It was a mighty deliverance by the stretched out arm of the Lord. And we come to chapter 14, the chapter before us today, in the book of Exodus. We discover that Pharaoh and the Egyptians had second thoughts about releasing the children of Israel. The Word of God tells us there, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his army pursued after them. Exodus 14, verse 9. Imagine the scene. Israel had been liberated. Now they look around. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. Verse 10 tells us. This people had been filled with delight, but now their hearts were filled with dread. They cried out unto the Lord. They complained to Moses. Israel liberated. But here we have Israel lamenting. And they look back to Egypt. Verses 11 and 12. They look back to what they had in Egypt. And they thought it was better to go back to Egypt than to have their present situation and predicament. And my friend, today, the Lord has redeemed us. Out of the Egypt of this world. He has liberated us. But now the enemy is pursuing us. The Bible says the enemy has come in like a flood. And perhaps you are filled with fear this morning. And trepidation. As you have entered into a new year. Perhaps even you are of a complaining spirit. Maybe you're looking back to the world from whence you've been delivered. But Moses gives us words of encouragement as he gave to those people of old. He said here in verse 13, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Words of exhortation come as well with words of emancipation. And then the Lord spoke to Moses and told him to no longer cry unto the Lord, but speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Here is God's word for His people, and God's word for you and I this morning, as we stand at the beginning of another new year. There are three things from this text I want to leave with you this morning. First of all, the directive that was clear. Speak unto the children of Israel. Moses was to speak unto them. He was to deliver to them the word of the Lord. We could say so many things to you today, but really those things would have no great importance. They would make no impact. What we need to hear is the word of God. Listen to God's word today. May your ears be open. May your heart be attentive to the word of God. Let the words of man fall to the ground. Let the word of God be written upon your heart. My friend, the word of God is an enlightening word. It's the first thing we see about God's word. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And God's people here found themselves in a dark situation. It seemed as if there was no way out of it. The Egyptians were behind them. The mountains were on the right side and the left side. And the sea was before them. And how often do we find ourselves in such a plight? And then we hear God's word, and the pathway before us is enlightened. And God sees us through, and He makes a way for us. You remember in the Old Testament there in the book of Judges, chapter 6, God's word came to Gideon in a dark situation when the Midianites were like grasshoppers for multitude. And God's people were delivered into their hands. It was an enlightening word to the heart of God's man, Gideon. And God spoke to his heart. There'll be days in this year before us. It will be dark. It will seem as if there's no way through. Perhaps dark for your family. Dark as far as your work situation is concerned. Dark in your business. Dark in the school where you seek to study, or the college or university. Dark as far as the relationships of life are concerned. But God will bring His word to give you enlightenment in the darkest of days and in the gloomiest of situations. For God's word is an enlightening word. But my friend, the word of God, it's not only an enlightening word, but the word of God is an enlivening word. You see, the word of God quickens us. And here we have a people who believed they were ready to die in the wilderness. You read the context here and you will discover that. They'd virtually given up. The optimism that they had when they came out of Egypt was completely gone. They find themselves in the midst of pessimism, in the midst of darkness. This happens in the lives of so many of us. We see the enemy marching after us, and we take fright. We see the difficulties and the dangers. We see no way out. We just want to lie down and die. And many times God's people find themselves just like that. Like Elijah in 1 Kings 19. Like Jonah in Jonah chapter 4. What did the Lord say to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19? When he found himself in this situation, he said to him this, What doest thou here, Elijah? What are you doing here? And the Word of God came to him, the Bible says. How we need the Word of God to come to us in the midst of depression. When we begin to think that all is lost and no one cares. But the Lord cares. The Lord understands. The Lord has a word for us. Wherever our circumstances may be, even when the journey is too great for us, the Lord has a word for you this morning, even in this service. His word is an enlivening word. But I suggest to you, my friend, it's not only an enlivening word, it is an encouraging word. You see, when Israel thought there was no way forward, and God had forsaken. There was a way forward. And God had not forsaken them. Israel were ready to throw in the towel, as it were. But God's word through Moses was to encourage them not to do that. And remember, He says to us this morning, to you and I in this gathering, He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Maybe you've come here today at the beginning of a new year discouraged and downhearted. And just say, what's the use? You want to go off like Elijah or like Jonah in the huff, as it were, and pout under a juniper tree. And lie down and weep. But God comes with His word of encouragement today to lift us up and to lead us forward. This year marks the 60th anniversary of the commencement of the Free Presbyterian Church. On the 17th of March, 1951, in Crossgar, this church was founded. And down through the years, God has encouraged us to continue, to go forward. And here we are, 60 years later, still preaching the same gospel. Still upholding the same word. Still urging men to be saved. And still seeking to build believers up in their holy faith and to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. The Word of God is an encouraging word. But my friend, the Word of God is an emancipating word. What deliverance it brings to those who are in darkness, despondency, danger and difficulty. And here we have a people on the brink of defeat. And God brought to them victory from the jaws of defeat, as it were. It seemed as if it was death they faced, but God gave them life. It doesn't matter what enemy you and I face, and we will face many in the days that are before us. God's word is that delivering word in the most desperate of situations. Remember David and Israel were defeated against Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. And then God gave His word to David. And then said David to the Philistine, 1 Samuel 17:45, Thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. He was a man who had God's word. And it was a delivering word. And God defeated Goliath. And the enemies of Israel, the Philistines, were put to flight. You see, as 1 Samuel 17:47 declares, the battle is the Lord's. You need to remember that. In 2011, God gave David victory. For God's word is an emancipating word. And God again will give us the victory. Again and again. In the days that lie before us. Ah, yes, we see the directive that was clear. But then I want you to see secondly this morning, the declaration that was concise. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. It meant for them going forward. Going forward in the will of God. It is God's will for us to go forward. Oh, we can reflect on the past. We can rejoice in the past. but we cannot live in the past. We cannot live 60 years ago when the Free Church was formed. We cannot live in the 60s or 70s when God moved in our midst in mighty power. We've got to live in 2011, men and women. 2011, the year of our Lord. We've got to live today. And we've got to go forward in the will of God. And it was God's will for His people here to go forward. No going back to Egypt, to its bondage and slavery. No going back to the world or to its beggarly elements. The hymn writer penned those wonderful words, "Then forward still 'tis Jehovah's will. Though the billows dash and spray, with a conquering tread we will push ahead." He rolled the sea away, and that's exactly what He did here. For God's people went forward in the will of God. Paul said those powerful words in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Men and women, there are things we've got to forget about. Things maybe have happened in the past. Let's forget about them. Let's move forward. But the Lord Jesus Christ, this church must go forward in the will of God that is before us. We see the mountains of difficulty. We see the sea impassable before us. But God will make a way for us. Go forward in the will of God. Go forward in the work of God. There's a work to be done. There's ground to be taken. There's land to be possessed. There are souls to be saved. There is much that needs to be done. Let us go forward. Let us go forward in the work of God. And then let us go forward in the worship of God. They came out of Egypt to worship God and to sacrifice there before the Lord. And the worship of God must be essential, an essential element of our going forward. Go forward to the place of sacrifice, the place of the altar. That's what Israel wanted to do. The place of the shed blood. And we worship today on the basis of the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let us ever have Christ at the center of our worship. Let us never be sidetracked into a worship that is not Christ-centered and God-honoring. I was reading an article just a few days ago in a paper, one of our own papers here in Northern Ireland, about a certain church. And they said they had changed their worship. They brought in like a rock band and all this loud music. My friend, that's not the worship of God. That's a disgrace and a dishonor to the worship of God. God's worship is not honored by a rock band with music that comes from those who are involved in drugs and those who are involved in devil worship. God's worship is not honored by that. My friend, our worship is Christ-centered. Let us never be sidetracked into a dishonoring of God in our worship. We're not into praise bands or rock music in the church. We're into gospel music and God's music. Let us ever keep Christ at the center of our worship. Let us never neglect the public worship of God. Let us spend His day not in vain or in worldly pursuits, but let us spend it, as the confession says, and the Scripture declares, in the public and private exercises of divine worship. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And let us never neglect either the private worship in the home, the family altar. Let us erect and establish the altar of our worship in our homes. In the year that is before us, And let us guard that time of private family worship. Let us go forward in the worship of God. And then let us go forward to see the wonders of God. Going forward for Israel would mean for them stepping into the Red Sea and seeing the wonders of God. In God miraculously dividing the waters and allowing them through on dry land. It's exactly what happened. You read the context. When Israel out of bondage came, a sea before them lay. The Lord reached down His mighty hand and rolled the sea away. As we go forward obedient to His command, we will see miracles taking place. God makes a way where there's no way. God can deliver us out of the hand of the enemy and bring us forward to the land of promise, the place of His great provision for us, to a land flowing with milk and honey. As we trust God in the year ahead, God will make a pathway for us to see our enemies overturned and defeated, and to see the Lord's name greatly glorified. They had seen such a wonder of God before. They had never seen it before, rather. But now God was going to make it known to them. God's mighty arm made bare even in their midst. My friend, the God of Israel is our God today. Let us go forward to see the wonders of God. But then there's a final thought, and it's this, the decision that was called for. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. They would have to make a decision what they were going to do. Were they going to go back to Egypt? Or were they going to go forward with the Lord and with Moses? And they decided to go forward. It meant for them a step of faith. To believe God. To trust God for the future. We need faith to go forward into the unknown. There are always people who are unbelieving. There are always people who are faithless. They sit on the sideline whinging and complaining when others take the step of faith and others take the risk. But the Bible says this, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Just a little faith is sufficient. Faith, even as a grain of mustard seed, is sufficient. And if we have that faith, then we can see the mountains overturned and the works of darkness put to flight. The Bible tells us here in verse 22, the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. It meant for them a step of faith. Will you take that step of faith today? If you're not saved in this service, you need to take that step of faith, my friend, into Christ. You need to take that step of faith that will lead you to the cross this morning. That will lead you to the precious blood. That will lead you to the Savior, to His wounded hands and His feet and His sword-driven side. Lead you to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, it meant staying in fellowship. They all stayed together, Israel. There was no fragmenting or fracturing of the fellowship. They went forward unitedly. And this is so important for us. It would be easy for us to divide up into little groups. The one thing the devil would want is for to divide his people. We must never be divided. That is a recipe for disaster. We must stay together. We must go forward in unity. There is strength in unity, and unity is strength. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The fellowship of the membership of the local church. This is not our family, it is God's family. Your family is important. All our families are important. But my friend, God's family is supremely important. Never fracture God's family. We have all different personalities, but we are all one in the Lord Jesus Christ. Under the rule of God, under the authority of the local session, the spiritual oversight of the local church. It meant for them staying in fellowship. It meant for them staying focused. Focused on going forward, no turning back, no looking back. Sadly, there were many of that first generation of Israelites who kept looking back. The book of Numbers records that many of them didn't enter into the land because they looked back. But the subsequent generation did. Young people today, I say to you, step up to the plate. Step up to the plate in our congregation here. Step up to the plate as far as going forward is concerned. You have a responsibility to carry on the work of God that others have carried on for years. Some of us are getting grey in the head and stooped over and with pains in the joints and all sorts of problems. We're still here, but young people, step up to the plate. Go forward in the Church of Christ. And then we need to stay fervent. Fervent in prayer especially. I say this to you today. You cannot do the work of God without prayer. I find more and more in my ministry with the problems that arise and the pressures that are upon you. I need to give more time to prayer. I need to give more time to seek God. I need to pray more. Luther said he prayed 4 hours every day and he still worked his normal hours and he could do it better when he prayed. And you'll do your work better for God and even your ordinary work better if you pray. So remember the prayer meeting. Remember the prayer meeting this year. The prayer meeting is so important. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. The church that loses out in prayer loses out. The family that loses out in prayer loses out. The individual that loses out in prayer loses out. Don't lose out in prayer. Fervent in preaching. Some churches have given up preaching. I was talking to my brother-in-law recently there. He said, how long do you preach? I said, well, probably half an hour or so. People are very gracious. Listen to me for that length of time. He said, well, sometimes I preach 8 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Thought to myself, boy's a dear, isn't it desperate? 10 minutes. What are they doing the rest of the time? My friend, we need to be fervent in preaching the Word of God. And for 60 years, the Free Church, with all its faults, it has been preaching Christ crucified. And that's the theme of our 60th anniversary celebrations this year. 60 years of preaching Christ crucified. 60 years of the Free Presbyterian Church. May we ever be fervent in preaching Christ. May I ever be fervent in preaching Christ. Preach up Christ. No one can come into these pews and sit within the precincts of this church and say that that preacher there never preached Christ. May it never be said of me that I don't preach Christ. If I don't preach Him, throw me out. Get rid of me. I must preach Christ. I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Fervent in presenting Christ to the lost and in soul-winning endeavor for the Savior. Fervent in praise. I said earlier about this nonsense of contemporary worship. And if it's anything that angers me and annoys me, it is this excuse for worship. And so-called substitute for worship that we have in many places today. But having said all that, I say this, that we believe in praise in this church. We have an organ, we have a piano, we have other people who have musical talents, who play for the Lord. We have praise in our worship. And when they crossed the Red Sea and God gave the miracle and did the miracle for them, the Bible says, "And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and the servant Moses. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord." Chapter 15, verse 1. They sang. And throughout the Old Testament, throughout the New Testament, there's the note of praise. The heart of the worship. There was a song in their hearts. They were rejoicing. There was gladness. Brethren and sisters, men and women, young people, boys and girls this morning, let us go forward. We've had a good year, 2010. But you know, the devil would like to come in and give us a bad year. And hurt us and harm us. Let us keep united. Keep together, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for souls, in the battle for the Word of God. This year's the 400th anniversary when God gave us this Bible. I was glad to hear the Queen mentioning that. Even the old Archbishop of Canterbury had to mention it in his New Year's message. The 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version. And it's still here, friend. We're still preaching it from this Word. What a year this is, 2011. Let us cherish the Bible. Read it more. Study it more. Give it out more in the form of gospel tracts. And by word of witness, give the word out. Far and near. Here, there, and yonder. Speak unto the children of Israel. They go forward. You know, on his voyage to discover America, day after day, no land appeared. And again, his sailors threatened mutiny. But Christopher Columbus, though they tried to get him to turn back, he continued to go forward. He refused to listen to their entreaties. He entered each day in his ship's logbook, two words, sailed on, sailed on. Men and women, young people, boys and girls, let us sail on in 2011. Speak unto the children of Israel. They go forward. Let us pray. Father, we pray that thou wilt apply thy word to the hearts of each listener. And we pray that there'll be a hearing and receiving and response to thy word this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to have the League of Church Loyalty prizes, and Brother George is going to hand them to us, and then we'll give them out this morning. Now, could I say that these are from the Faith Mission Bookshop on the Castlereagh Road. We've changed over to there. It's handier for people, so if you need to go to get the book token or gift token, you go there. It's handy just down the Castlereagh Road on the left-hand side. You can go in there, and they'll help you with that. Okay.
There's other stores all around.
Yeah, there's stores all around the country as well, George is telling me, so you're not limited to that one. Okay, Joshua Barr. Joshua, God bless you. Ethan Barr. Bless you, Ethan. Glad. William Park. Well, William, there's a good boy. God bless you. Here. Joshua Clark. He's on his way. Take the next one. Jonathan Anderson. He's not here. Well, you pass it on. David Stewart. I think of some of them coming here. David's coming as well. Here's Joshua. Good lad, Joshua. God bless you. There you are.
Thank you.
Okay. David's coming. I'll take the next one first. Victoria Reid. Not here. Not here this morning. Okay. Adam Bowman. Adam. God bless you. Okay. Now, David. God bless David.
Joel McBurney. Joel, God bless you. Reese Anderson. Reese, God bless you. Christopher Garrett. God bless. Stephanie Reed, she's not here this morning. Jessica Murray. Well, Jessica. God bless you. Okay. Okay. Caleb Murray. Oh, Caleb, you're coming up yourself this year. Good boy. God bless. Get the hand out for the prize anyway. Lewis McBurney. Hi, Lewis. God bless you. Timothy Roy. God bless you, Timothy. Caitlin Anderson. Caitlin Anderson. You're not coming up, right? Joel Hawthorne. Well, pass it on, David. Pass it on, Joel. Okay. Jonathan Nelson. Well, there's, what do you call it? Benjamin Nelson. Natasha, you can come down and get yours and take your brothers in. Okay. Ellen Park. You take that for. See mommy in there. You're going to take that? Okay. Natasha, you take your brothers as well. Okay. Okay. Alex Morrison's not here. William Morrison, pass those on. Joshua Patton, pass that on. Joshua, okay. Thanks, David. Okay. Stephen Ferguson's not here either. Leah Hawthorne, you can pass that on. Okay. I'd like to thank on your behalf of Brother George for doing that. Pass those on. And all those who helped him as well in this work. And if there's any queries, anybody been overlooked, it's not intentional. And it can be sorted out, but I think most people have been covered. Thank you, George. Thank you very much. We're going to sing our concluding hymn this morning, 555, during the last two verses. If you must leave us prior to the communion service, you can do that. 555, when Israel out of bondage came, the sea before them lay, the Lord reached down his mighty hand, rolled the sea away. If you're staying for the Lord's table, we meet downstairs, and if you can keep alternate rows free during that time, please. It does help the men to get round with the communion. 555, we'll stand and sing together.